When Brett Morrison got a phone call from his mother saying there was a warrant for his arrest, he was puzzled.
What did I do? I have no idea what I did.
He was living in Prescott at the time, using heroin, as he had for years, when the guy who'd sold him the drugs overdosed in the house.
Cops came. They asked me, how do you know he's overdosing on heroin? I said, because I took it and I flushed it down the toilet. Not thinking anything of it.
The police were able to save the man's life with the overdose reversal drug naloxone. But then,
a year later, I get a charge called hindering prosecution.
And I thought, how can you get arrested for calling 911? I had no idea that this kind of thing was happening.
That's Brett's mother, Janice Morrison, a retired high school teacher from Phoenix. Brett wanted to fight the charge, but he was already on probation and had gone to prison for selling pot, meaning if he lost the case,
I would have gone to prison because of this, so therefore I had to sign a plea agreement.
This situation happens a lot, says Janice, who's in a support group for families dealing with addiction, and many times, out of fear of prosecution, no one calls 911 for help.
You just hear it over and over and over, and people should never hesitate. You cannot get that person into recovery if that person is dead.
She knows because Brett, who's now 35 years old, is sober and working in the recovery industry. And he doesn't blame anyone for the incident. After all, he was using drugs.
It did hold me accountable. However, it's about saving this person's life, the only thing that matters at that moment.
Lawmakers in Arizona have tried unsuccessfully for years to pass what's known as a 911 Good Samaritan law. It would ensure someone who calls 911 because of a drug-related overdose cannot be charged for possession or use of a controlled substance.
I introduced that bill 2 years ago. It did not receive a committee hearing.
That's Dr. Randy Fries, a Democratic state lawmaker from Tucson.
Do I think Arizona's even close to that? No. We need the political pressure on the majority who are in charge of assigning bills to committees and allowing things to move forward to begin to say this could be a solution that saves lives.
And the timing for that solution may be ripe. Governor Doug Ducey has made the opioid epidemic a major priority, declaring a statewide emergency. Just last month, state health officials released an ambitious plan to reduce opioid-related deaths by 25% in the next 5 years. One of the top recommendations? A 911 Good Samaritan law. But this approach still challenges the philosophy of some conservatives in Arizona's law enforcement community. Sheila Polk is the top prosecutor in Yavapai County, where Brett Morrison was charged.
Is this a feel-good band-aid that doesn't really accomplish what we want to see, which is people embracing sobriety as opposed to encouraging further drug use?
Polk says people in her community aren't telling her they want a law that gives drug users immunity.
Instead, what I hear from a lot of people is it's actually that contact with the criminal justice system that presents them with the hammer and the stick.
And as for the claim that people are dying because no one wants to call during an overdose,
I don't know that folks who are using heroin or have overdosed on heroin are even in that frame of mind.
A study published in the National Bureau of Economic Research could not prove that Good Samaritan laws on their own stop opioid deaths, but said the estimated effects could be substantial, especially in a state like Arizona, where the opioid reversal drug naloxone is available.
In fact, it's literally the least that we can do.
Craig Rosenstein is the incoming president of Arizona Attorneys for Criminal Justice.
So if our goal is to increase prosecutions, and this is a bad law, if it's to save lives, then it's a good one.
He says Arizona lags behind other states on drug policy reform, making users more fearful of law enforcement.
We have a state that has very draconian mandatory minimum sentencing. So people are legitimately looking at prison time. We don't want anything to dissuade them from calling for help.
There's no new legislation on the table yet, but some state lawmakers, Republicans included, say they're considering it. A spokesperson for the governor says he's open to the idea and will need to hear more before taking a position. Janice Morrison, however, is already gearing up to make her case for the law again.
This is right now our number one health crisis. It has surpassed car accidents, so something has to be done.
And on that, there's broad consensus. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.